Hi, this is Mohamed Hadrawi of GAXT, exploring the frontiers of gaming and immersive experiences to redefine the outer edge of human experiences. You are turned into the edge of NFT, joining next to the outer edge of technology on April 23rd in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Keep listening and join us in Riyadh.
Hey, Web3 curious listeners, stay tuned for today's episode to learn why the intersection of human-computer interaction, HCI, and Web3 are so vital, and how today's guest is progressing immersive gaming and experiences in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Finally, why CAST decided to co-host Outer Edge Riyadh, an exclusive gathering of global Web3 and AI leaders on April 23rd this year. All this and more on this special edition of Edge of NFT we're calling Road to Riyadh. Cue the intro.
Welcome to the Edge of NFT, the podcast that brings you the top 1% of Web3 today and what will stand the test of time. We explore the nuts and bolts of the business side and also the human element of how Web3 is changing the way we interact with the things we love. This podcast is for the dreamers, disruptors, and doers who are pumped about this ecosystem and driving where it goes next.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Edge of NFT, the podcast created by Jeff Kelly, Ethan Janney, and myself, Josh Krieger. It's another production of the Edge of Company, a quickly growing media ecosystem empowering the pioneers of Web3, tech, and culture, and responsible for other groundbreaking endeavors like Outer Edge Innovation Festival, where we're going next in April 23rd with Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, as our stop for a Web3 Innovation Forum where leaders and visionaries unite to forge the future of smart cities, gaming, finance, and art. And today's special Road to Riyadh show features Mohamed Hadrawi, the General Manager of Gaming and Immersive Technologies Institute at CAST, a research scientist and founder and inaugural chairman of the Saudi Rowing Federation. Mohamed leverages his skills in human-computer interaction, user interface design, and tangible programming to drive forward technology advancements and educational initiatives. With an educational background at King Fahd University, University of Cambridge, University of Michigan, Harvard Business School, and MIT, his contributions align with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia's global scientific collaborations, innovation in fields like human-computer interaction, data visualization, decision support systems, gaming, and immersive experiences. Mohamed also just happens to be a former rowing champion. And for those that haven't caught our first Road to Riyadh episode with Yatsu, King Abdulaziz City for Science and Technology, CAST, is based in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It's a government entity established in 1977 that leads scientific research and innovation, fostering advancements in fields such as nuclear energy, space science, and biotechnology for the kingdom. It operates multiple research centers and institutes collaborating globally with entities like MIT, Caltech, Boeing, and contributing Saudi Arabia's technology and scientific development. Mo, it's so great to have you on the show on this very auspicious end of Ramadan that we find ourselves.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I know we've been excited to do this ever since we got to share our first paleo treat together. And our audience knows that I really like snacking on healthy food. So appreciated that that respite on a hot day, as well as sort of that extra espresso on one of my long flights back over to Riyadh from the US.
Yeah, it was a pleasure having you there. It was nice, and it was a good time to have that treat, actually.
Yeah, it was really impressive to learn what CAST is doing in the space and in sort of your unique role in the ecosystem and how you're sort of propelling forward this very innovative technology and education platform over in the kingdom. But I guess to get started, I always like to ask folks where their Web3 journey began. And I'm curious how that fits into this overall plethora of technologies that you've found yourself in over the last few decades.
Well, certainly. It's an interesting journey. Embarking on the Web3 journey was an intellectual evolution. So it's deeply influenced by my time at the MIT Media Lab, my doctoral research at Cambridge, and teaching at Harvard. These institutions ingrained in me a commitment to pushing the boundaries of knowledge and technology. And my journey began with exploring human-computer interaction, focusing on making technology more accessible and easy to use. And the decentralized, secure, user-empowered nature of Web3 presents a new frontier for HCI, offering opportunities to reimagine how we interact with digital environments. It's the blend of technical challenge and the potential of societal impact that drew me into Web3. Some questions come to mind is how do we make these advanced concepts accessible and beneficial to everyone? I think that's something happens or comes to my mind. If you think of some examples, such as the health in the healthcare, you know, Estonia, they're pioneering in this domain. They have patient records digitized and secured by the blockchain and providing a single data or one single source of truth for healthcare professionals.
Yeah, that's a great example of some of the real world potential of Web3. When you look at sort of mainstream media, it can also often gloss over these really meaningful use cases that are still being built out. And in some cases, like you've described, have actually come to life. Another area that sort of often gets blurred in the headlines is AI. And I'm curious sort of how AI sort of intersects with your sort of perspective from HCI as your academic background.
Well, the human-computer interactions sits at the heart of creating meaningful digital experiences. So as we venture into Web3 and AI, the principles of HCI become even more crucial. We're not just designing interfaces, we're architecting ecosystems. And HCI provides the framework for making complex systems like Web3 accessible, focusing on user empowerment, privacy, and seamless interactions across diverse platforms. So integrating AI into Web3 can amplify the potential for personalized adaptive interfaces that can anticipate user needs while ensuring privacy without compromising user control.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you think about both Web3 and AI from a ecosystem perspective, how you apply HCI principles to an ecosystem versus a specific program or software solution, right? When you're looking at sort of this convergence of all these technologies.
So if we're talking, let's say, about the principles of HCI, if we think about, let's say, the some principles such as the user-centered design, when we're talking about the Web3 and this decentralized applications, we need to consider a wider audience and consider those with limited technical knowledge of the blockchain technologies. We also need to think about the consistency and standards when we're working with decentralized apps. Then most of the time we don't have the standards, and we need to make sure how we use the design guidelines or element to be consistent throughout the different apps or decentralized apps. And there are other more such as error preventions or recognition of flexibility, efficiency of the use of the platforms, and how we can incorporate HCI principles on those platforms.
Yeah, I think these types of considerations are really important when we talk about user-friendly ecosystem development. And when we think about the application of Web3 to, you know, smart city development, like some of the more ambitious projects that Neom is excited about and one of our partners as well for Outer Edge Riyadh. So, you know, it sounds like every team needs someone with your background on it. So I guess we'll have to figure out how to clone you, or hopefully there's enough HCI experts out there in the world to go around.
There are plenty of even a better HCI in the world and experts globally. And I think that's one of the things we need to attract them to bring them here.
Absolutely. And that sort of leads me to, you know, your day job, which keeps you plenty busy, which is all the things that you're doing at CAST. I found CAST to be a really interesting organization that maybe there isn't sort of a synonymous organization in some governments in terms of its broad sort of impact that it has on the kingdom. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what you're doing at CAST and sort of let folks know what they need to know about caste and how it sort of interrelates with overall landscape in Saudi Arabia?
Well, CACS, which is, as you mentioned earlier, the King Abdulaziz City for Science and Technology, is the forefront of pioneering research and the national labs of Saudi Arabia, with significant focus on advancing deep technologies that can have a profound societal impact. And as we have these discussions before, that CACS kind of have some parts or two parts. One would be the Science and Technology Park, and the other one will be the national labs, or the research sites and development site. And the R&D side has four sectors, and these are aligned with the National Research, Innovation and Development Strategy. And these are the health, sustainability and environment, energy and industry, and future economies. And within each of these sectors, there are magnitude of institutes, some focus ranging from, you know, rehabilitations, biotech and engineering, semiconductors, to AI, robotics, smart cities, space, deep sea, the Gaming and Immersive Tech Institute, which is a recently established institute.
Yeah, Mo, that's really interesting in terms of CAST unique, double-sided strategic pillars that you mentioned. What are the implications in terms of Web3 and gaming, and how does this sort of play out in terms of your role?
Okay, so the Gaming and Immersive Technologies Institute, or we call it GITI, stands at the convergence of technology, culture, and economic strategy. It embodies our commitment to leverage cutting-edge research and innovation to drive forward the kingdom's ambitions, goals in gaming and esports, aligning closely with the transformative vision of Web3 technologies to reshape industries and societies. And one of the things is we're working on is one of the initiatives from the National Gaming and Esports Strategies, which is to establish a joint center of excellence for academic research in gaming and esports. And if you want to look at the some of the examples of this this strategy, if you're not familiar with the National Gaming and Esports Strategy, they have four main goals. The first one is about becoming number one event host by organizing and hosting the most viewed esports events in the world, and to have 250 gaming companies in Saudi Arabia. Third one would be to be in the top three for number of esports athletes per capita. And finally, to have more than 30 games by KSA-based studios reach top 300 during the next 10 years, starting in 2021. And from the strategies, the sector is unlocking economic contributions more than 50 billion Saudi riyals by 2030. There's a huge investment in this domain, and we are pushing the boundaries from an R&D side of things related to the strategy.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And that definitely explains why you decided to form an MOU with Animoca Brands. I've been coming to Riyadh quite a lot lately and have had a chance to see you on several occasions, and was there sort of on this momentous day at LEAP where MOU was signed, where essentially my understanding is that you've developed a strategic partnership with Animoca to pioneer that Web3 and gaming ecosystem, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, they're one of the leaders in Web3 and gaming globally, certainly been a great partner of Edge Up Company over the years. And that's why we're so excited to do Outer Edge Riyadh with them. But to step back a little bit, can you kind of walk us through how this partnership came about and what are your respective aspirations for this partnership?
And now for a quick word from our sponsor before we dive into the next segment. Are you ready to take your sports predictions to the next level? Look no further than MainCard.io, the fantasy management platform that's taking the blockchain world by storm. With MainCard, every card is a ticket to excitement. You can predict sport outcomes, trade cards in the marketplace, and challenge opponents in thrilling weekly duels. And don't wait. Head to MainCard.io now and start earning rewards with your NFTs, because it pays to be early. And now back to today's episode.
So as you mentioned, Animoca Brands is a big company, and it's, with a portfolio of over 400 Web3 investments or projects. The partnership with Animoca Brands emerged from a shared vision of harnessing Web3 to drive innovation and economic diversification in Saudi Arabia. This collaboration is a strategic step towards establishing a robust Web3 ecosystem. So focusing on sectors like gaming, digital arts, and blockchain technology, aim to create a fertile ground for local innovators, providing them with the tools and knowledge to contribute to the global Web3 landscape. Through this partnership, we're not just investing in technology, but in cultivating a new generation of Saudi entrepreneurs ready to make their mark in the digital world.
That's great. Yeah, I had a chance to meet some of those pioneers in some of my trips. And, you know, they're really excited about the potential to use some of this more nascent technology to make an impact on the world. And I think a lot of good things will come from this partnership. Perhaps you can sort of shed some light for folks that aren't as familiar with the kingdom and some of the aspirations over the next several decades. What are some ways the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia may differ from other countries in terms of Web3, NFT, and blockchain opportunities that are present today and might be available in the near future?
Well, Saudi Arabia's unique blend of visionary leadership and commitment to innovation positions it uniquely in the Web3 space. Unlike many countries, Saudi Arabia's approach to digital transformation is holistic, aiming to integrate Web3 technologies across diverse economic sectors. So this, combined with our strategic partnerships like the one with Animoca Brands, aligns perfectly with Vision 2030's objectives, which is to diversify our economy and nurture a thriving digital and creative sector. We're creating an ecosystem where technology serves as a cornerstone for economic development and cultural expression, setting a global benchmark for how countries can embrace the digital age. And then you can think of some examples as like NEOM's projects and vision and how they're pushing the boundaries and reimagine the cities we live in, integrating robots, smart mobility, and how they integrate of the Web3 technologies. Also, there is another example such as the Saudi Virtual Hospital, which is the biggest of its kind in the world and the first in the Middle East and one of the latest in virtual healthcare. You can see you can push a lot of the boundaries here. We can think what of the potentials could be of moving this further with Web3.
I love the healthcare example because it's not one that we always talk about in Web3, but essentially the same gamification principles and ideas of sort of how to create immersive experiences applies to every industry. So I am curious, what are some of your other plans as this partnership moves forward?
Okay, so our ambitions at CAX extends to revolutionizing the gaming sector by infusing it with Web3 technologies. So aiming to enhance interactive experiences and create new forms of engagement. The opportunity here is to reimagine gaming not just as entertainment, but as a platform for innovation, education, and community building. Through CAX initiatives, we are exploring or want to explore how decentralized technologies can create new gaming economies, empower creators and players, and foster new types of social interaction and collaboration. It's an area that's ripe for innovation, where the principles of game design can inform the development of more immersive, interactive, and meaningful digital experiences. So sometimes if we think about using generative AI in a game setup or on a real real setup, and reimagining the place to be in an outer space or in a deep sea and try to learn more about it while you're engaging in the same space. We can think about how do we center to be catalyst for global research in gaming and attract top researchers from all around the world by building this joint center of excellence that I mentioned earlier. Also, so there are a lot of potentials, such as the Expo and the World Cup coming up later, which are potentials for showcasing where the future of these technologies can evolve and be presented in these venues.
Yeah, I love the breadth of what you're considering you know, in terms of how to use Web3 technology, gaming is such a great use case. You know, it's one that we've talked about on the show quite a lot over the last several years. And I know it's also a passion of yours. And since you did mention outer space, I think that's a natural segue to the Outer Edge, which is our next stop. I know you have some travel coming up. I'm already in Dubai, actually, which is why it's the evening when we're doing the show. And very grateful to our producer for setting up a little bit extra to pull this off. But in terms of the Outer Edge, I'm really excited about it. I've had a chance to talk to you a lot about our vision for this event, and it's been really fun to co-create with you. What excites you about the event?
Well, basically, thinking about Outer Edge Riyadh represents an exciting convergence of ideas, innovation, and cultures. I think that's very unique, and to bring it to Riyadh is an exciting moment. I am particularly looking forward to the discussions around the future of esports and smart cities, areas where Web3 can have a transformative impact. This event is a unique opportunity to connect with global leaders and visionaries, sharing insights and forging partnership that will shape the future of technology. I think it's an invaluable platform for showcasing Saudi Arabia's commitment to leading the digital era and exploring how Web3 can redefine our interaction with the digital and physical world. So I'm looking forward for that. And yeah, I look forward to have you and see you again in Riyadh.
Yeah, well, thanks for co-hosting this event with us. It's a true honor to have created this event together with our other partners, Neom and Animoca Brands, and have folks coming together from all over the world. It's something that, you know, we were just sitting in your office talking about just a few months ago. So things happen fast in Web3, right?
Indeed, absolutely.
So if you're listening and you happen to catch wind of this show before the 23rd of April, you might not be too late to apply. You can go to outeredge.live, click on the event details and apply. It's going to be at a more of a more intimate event. So there is some fairly stringent criteria for selection, but we would love more leaders in the Web3 and AI space to join us in Saudi Arabia for this special event. Definitely come by. If you don't make it, some of the content will be on the show later for our listeners. So no need to have any FOMO. You'll be able to enjoy some of the conversations later that we'll broadcast on the show. With that said, considering everything that we've talked about today, from CAS Initiative to Outer Edge, Riyadh, Mo, I'm curious, how do you see events like this in countries like the Kingdom influencing the global trajectory towards Web3 mass adoption? Where are we along that path?
Well, events like Outer Edge Riyadh and initiatives by CAXT and collaborations such as ours with Animoca Brands play a critical role in accelerating the global adoption of Web3 by showcasing its potential beyond the financial sector. It demonstrates the tangible benefits of Web3 in enhancing digital literacy, economic empowerment, and community engagement. So by focusing on applications in gaming, digital entertainment, and smart cities, we're demonstrating how Web3 technologies can enrich daily lives. So gaming and digital entertainment in particular serve as accessible gateway to introduce Web3 concepts to a wider audience, facilitating a smoother transition to a more inclusive, participatory, and decentralized digital future. And one thing, if you think about it, so there are many places launching sandboxes, such as and Neom is a good example. And also there is the Digital Government Authority, or DGA. They have the DGA Regulatory Sandbox for emerging tech. And another thing is CAX. If you think of CAX by itself, it's a sandbox by itself where a lot of deep technology can be implemented and tested there within the campus of CAX.
Yeah, those are some really specific, useful examples to think about in terms of the application of this technology. And it sort of gets me excited again, you know, going into what has been a warmer economic climate for Web3, but more so, I think a lot of the testing and tooling and tweaking has been done. So now we can sort of use these broader use cases to sort of support the kingdom's very ambitious 2030 vision. So I know we're going to need a lot of really interesting ideas and doers in the room together with government representatives like yourself. And I think with that type of kinetic energy, anything is possible. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Before we wrap up, Mo, is there anything else you wanted to share on CAST roadmap for 2024 and beyond that we didn't touch on yet?
And now for a quick word from our sponsor before we dive into the next segment. Are you ready to take your sports predictions to the next level? Look no further than MainCard.io, the fantasy management platform that's taking the blockchain world by storm. With MainCard, every card is a ticket to excitement. You can predict sport outcomes, trade cards in the marketplace, and challenge opponents in thrilling weekly duels. And don't wait. Head to MainCard.io now and start earning rewards with your NFTs, because it pays to be early. And now back to today's episode.
So looking ahead at CAXT, CAXT is poised to expand its Web3 research and development efforts, focusing on areas like digital identity, secure data sharing, and the integration of AI with blockchain technologies. We're also exploring the potential of Web3 in enhancing Saudi Arabia's infrastructure, from energy to healthcare and education, aligning with our broader goals for sustainable and smart urban development. Beyond technological innovation, we're committed to nurturing talent, hosting educational programs and workshops to equip our youth with the skills needed for the future. And these initiatives are just the beginning of our journey towards creating a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship, ensuring that the next generation of scientists and technologists are equipped to lead the digital age.
Yeah, that's really great, Mo. Really excited. Sounds like you have a really fun job when you're not helping to co-create a conference with folks like myself, and plenty to keep busy over the upcoming few years. So that concludes our formal interview, but we do have a fun segment we call Shout Out that we like to include as well. This is an opportunity for you to provide some special attention to someone in your organization or maybe a partner that you're working with that you just want to acknowledge for our audience. Anyone come to mind?
Well, definitely the first that comes to my mind is the team at the GTO, the Gaming and Immersive Technology Institutes. They worked really hard despite its holidays and still working alongside this unique opportunities for hosting or co-hosting the Outer Edge Riyadh.
So yeah, I'll second that. It's been such a pleasure to work with your team, and we've all been bending the time matrix to accommodate each other's time zones. I don't think LA and Riyadh could be more counter-opposed in terms of times, but nevertheless, we've managed to collaborate really well and build a very special event that I'm really excited about. It's just over 2 weeks away when we're recording this. It's going to be a real honor, and really excited to see you in person very soon after some of your travels. In the meantime, Mo, where can listeners go to learn more about you and CAST?
So basically, CAST has a handle on social media, on Twitter and LinkedIn. I think that's the best place.
Perfect. So look for K-A-C-S-T on your favorite social media platform. We've reached the outer limit at the edge of NFT for today. Thanks for exploring with us. We've got space for more adventures on the Starship, so invite your friends or recruit some cool strangers that will make this journey also much better. How? If you're listening, go to Spotify or iTunes right now. Rate us and say something awesome. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, join over 120,000 other followers by hitting the subscribe button and passing this episode on to a friend or two. Lastly, be sure to tune in next time for more great Web3 content. Thanks again for sharing this time with us today.
The views and opinions expressed on Edge of NFT reflect solely those views and opinions of the show hosts and its guests. Please make sure to do your own research. Our show is not financial advice. You understand that you are using any and all information available on or through this podcast at your own risk. Whenever making financial decisions, we recommend doing your own research and talking to your accountant for financial advice. From time to time, we may feature sponsored content on the show for which we receive value, and we may share links for which we receive a commission if you make a purchase through one of those links. Refer to our website, www.edgeofnft.com, for our full disclaimer, terms and conditions, and privacy policy.